Praise the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. Can we rise up on our feet and begin to bless the name of the Lord? Begin to worship the King of Kings. Thank Him for His miracles. Thank Him for the deliverance and the healing. Thank Him for His mighty acts and His great move.
Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna is the heart.
Give Him thanks, thanks.
Sing Hosanna. Hosanna. Sing Hosanna. 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 Hosanna in the heart.
Hallelujah. Today will be a day somebody will remember for life. Sit down first. We won't waste time. You know, I love the initiative of our sisters in this church. Clap your hands for yourself first. You may not understand that the sisters in this ministry, we are setting a new pace in the end time message worldwide. The believers of this end time message, they are worldwide. Brother Lawrence, you've seen many of Brother Lawrence. You've seen many of them. Is there any women? Do they even have women fellowships?
No women fellowship. Not even men's fellowship.
So
they would think you are making a church in a church.
That's their own idea.
That's their own idea. All over the places I've gone.
Me too. All the places I have gone. All over, we don't have the freedom sisters have like we have in this ministry. I'm saying so because even now we are watched all over the world now, even this program. And I didn't give them any program to hold. They come up with their own programs. I'm also invited. I've been invited here. When I invite, they invite me, come. Let me sit down. They invite me here. And I notice that you are so spiritual. You've tried to engage yourself in spiritual programs. I'm aware that you have WhatsApp groups where you have prayer programs, you know, through WhatsApp. And I know for some days now you have been praying. The truth is, we have only come here now to round up the prayers. Amen. God will confirm that what you are doing is of the Lord and is pleasing before Him. Praise God. Our text is from Luke chapter 13. We'll go into prayers, then we'll lose you. You go. From verse 10, it says, and he, that was Jesus Christ, was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity. How many years? Are we together? How many years? 18. I don't know how long somebody's on here is. I don't know. Whatever it is, you've been believing God for. This woman's own was 18. 18 years and was bowed together. Her own was a terrible one because it disfigured her. And could in no wise lift up herself because she was bent over like that. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, what did he say? Say it again. One more time. Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And I want you to take note that this was happening on which day of the week? Which day of the week? Which day of the week? Somebody should rejoice today because it was on Saturday. Today is Saturday. Woman, thou art loose from thine iniquity. Let me finish the story. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the enemies, the gainsayers, the ruler of the synagogue, answered with indignation. Imagine they are angry that somebody is loose. Because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day and said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to walk. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. I'm telling the people not to gather like that. You know, we have scorners who say such things. The Lord Jesus answered them in verse 15. The Lord then answered him and said, thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed. Somebody here, after today, your enemies will all be ashamed. And all the people rejoice for all the glorious things that were done by him. Just, you pick your text from this, you are the one that picked it. Praise the Lord. Take note, first and foremost, she is a daughter of Abraham. What does it mean here that she's a daughter of Abraham? God had a covenant with Abraham and his seed. That means she was a covenant child. She was under a covenant. And we here, we are under a covenant, sisters. And that covenant is the covenant that we have with God, sealed with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we cannot be in bondage again. We are going to the spiritual court now. We want to let the situation know why we must be loose. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And you are daughters of Sarah. Therefore, you are children of Abraham. The Bible says so. And let me just tell you, it's not just enough to say you are under a covenant. Let me tell somebody here why you must be loose. There is something I have always believed, and it's something I use in my prayers regularly. The pathway we have chosen to serve God, we chose the rough way. We have chosen a way that goes with a lot of sacrifice. And that's the reason why when I see a young girl in this age, that comes, and I can see evidently that this young girl has seen this entire message and has made a decision to serve God like that. I take special interest in them. Yes. Sometimes people don't understand. There's a great sacrifice in this age for a woman. A woman, because the target of the enemy, it has always been the woman. In the Garden of Eden, it was the woman. Even now, it's the woman. They've used all manner of fashions. They've used all manner of fashions. Woman now has become a symbol of so many negative things. If you want to catch attention of customers, advertise your product with a woman. You want to advertise engine oil, put a naked woman there. And put the engine oil brand by the side. A beautiful car is launched. It's a woman's picture they will put by the car. The latest invention of fashions is a woman that they use. There's something special about the woman that takes interest. I mean, Satan is interested in. So, you see, when you now have heard the gospel and you respond the way you have responded, praise the Lord. It has gone with a lot of sacrifice. And I'm trying to tell you today that there is a reward for that sacrifice. God is obligated to confirm to you that this way you have chosen, amen, is the way He is pleased with. Not watered down Christianity. One leg in the world, one leg in the church. Hybridized Christian faith. You see the person, you don't know whether it's a Christian or it's a Hollywood or Nollywood star. You don't know whether it's a Christian musician or a nightclub musician. You don't know, you know, the whole thing, there's no, all religions have their identity when you see them on the road. It's only the Christian faith that no identity. So when they see you like this, they make it look as if you're under some bondage. And the truth is, we are under a bondage. We are bound by the word of God. Praise the Lord. Yes. Apostle Paul said, I'm a prisoner for Jesus. He was entering prison because of what he stood for. And secondly, all things may be lawful, but all things are not expedient. I mean, how did he put it? Praise the Lord. We have a freedom, but that freedom has boundaries. And so, when I see a daughter of God and I have confirmed that you are doing all your best to serve God, you are my sister, I will join faith with you and stand with you against the forces of darkness. That's why I love this program. Woman, thou art loosed. Who is that woman that is loosed? That woman that can proudly say, I am a daughter of Sarah. Who is a daughter of Sarah? Listen, I'm saying this because every benefit you receive has conditions attached. Every deliverance you receive has conditions attached. There must be a reason why you can go to any spirit and tell the spirit to leave me alone. Leave my family alone. There must be. The Bible calls Satan accuser of the brethren. If anybody is going to live a victorious life, praise God. Follow Christ the way He expects us to follow Him. So that you can stand confidently and challenge every situation. Who are the daughters of Sarah? Can we read one or two scriptures before we pray? First Peter chapter 3. First Peter chapter 3, the first 6 verses there. From verse 1. Listen, this is the admonishment concerning wives. Anybody that is a wife here. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. Because Apostle Paul is taking care of sisters who married men that are not seeing the way you are seeing as far as Christian faith is concerned. There are many women, you have seen the message, your husband has not seen the message. Maybe you are watching me now. I think you called from Europe. You called me somewhere from Europe. Is that you were married? You were married to a man that is Catholic. You finished paying your bride price and everything. Now you have 2 children. And now the man is saying, now we are going to wait. You already have 2 or 3 children. The man is now saying you are going to wait, and you are going to wait in a Catholic church. And she has seen the truth, and she's going to revolt. I say, sister, did that man pay your dowry? He said, yes. I say, he is Catholic. That is their tradition. I say, please, follow him and do what he said you should do. You know better. It has nothing to do with your marriage. Don't use it and scatter your marriage. You are doing it to please him. It's not a shrine. Praise the Lord. It's not a shrine you are going to. Even, amen. Even though you know better. You know better. That is what Apostle Peter is trying to say. The life you live, there's a way you subject yourself so much to your husband. Hallelujah. That you will win him to this your faith. And many testimonies abound. There's something revelation does. Revelation gives you boldness. You don't fear anything anymore. You know, there are unnecessary legalism that create problem for us. A sister some years back was here, was even a member of the choir. And her husband was a worker in choosing church. And she came complaining. I didn't know they had been fighting. The man is saying lie. Because at that time, the members of that church considered us in this place, you know, an enemy church. They did not believe we were Christians. For whatever reason, they were hostile to us. And he said, before you know what, praise the Lord, she came to me and he said, see what is happening. It was a very serious matter. And I asked her, he's a worker in choosing. Yes. He said, you must not come to bride. And you say you must come. I didn't answer her. I said, can you give me your husband's phone number? Or you go and tell him that I want to see him, 2 of you. The man jumped at the opportunity and he was coming to see this pastor that. So they sat down. And I said, sister, you know, I've not spoken to you. You only told me the problem you are having. And I told the sister, I said, sister, don't be foolish. Don't use the church and scatter your marriage. This church, we don't scatter people's marriage. We are not politicians. And there is no church that is a gateway to heaven. It is your personal relationship with God first. I say, and it is evidence that something is wrong with your faith or your understanding of the Christian faith. And I told her, follow your husband to his church. If you obey him, if we have any program you want to come, then beg him. Number one, he's a worker in that church. Do you want him to lose his job there? So if he loses his job now, now they suffer for house, now you say you suffer for Christ, you suffer for foolishness. Brother, I'm saying in your presence now, this sister, call security for me. This sister is not to enter this church again until the day you permit him to come. And permit her to come. Follow and go. Till the day he tell you, come. If not, follow. After all, it is choosing. Many are called, few are choosing. The man did not say one word. He only said, thank you, man of God. And stood up. The next service, I saw the sister. I said, you are here again. She said, immediately they crossed this gate on their way to choose him. The man turned and told her, I said, I didn't know this is the type of church you go to. And before they reach choosing there, I said, from now you are free. Keep going there. Keep going to that church. Let's continue that reading. That is what Peter is talking about. Verse 1 again. Verse 1 again of 1 Peter chapter 3. Likewise, you wives, be in subjection. Subjection to your own husbands. That if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation, the lifestyle of the wives. Verse 2. While they behold, they are watching you. They are watching you. Your chest, lifestyle, conversation, coupled with fear. That fear, there is humility. Then he went, you wives, see the way you should appear. Your identification, your identity. Who's adorning? Let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and the wearing of gold or putting on of apparel. What he's saying there is that, let that not be your identity. Anytime they call Sister Inkiru, they'll say, oh, that one where they put satellite for head, scarf style, now satellite dish. Oh, that one where they wear sunshine, that one where they wear this one, that one where they bleach, that one where they wear earring, that one where they wear gold, that one. He said, let, if they mention your name, let that not be your identity. The identity of a Christian. I didn't say you should dress anyhow, but that is not the identity. What you should dress yourself with is the next verse. The next verse. But let it be the hidden man in the heart of the heart. In that which is not corruptible, even see your jewelry now, the jewelry now. The ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God, of great price. Great price. Because it goes with a lot of, you know, sacrifice. That a woman will drop that with all the attraction, for God's sake, you drop it. It's a great price that you pass through. Let's read on, please. For after this manner, you are not the first. In the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God. We all trust in God for whatever it is we are believing God for. This is how they adorn themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him what? Lord, whose daughters you are, as long as you do well and are not afraid with any amazement. Now you see a picture here of what Apostle Peter is trying to paint. Now, why I read it is, you are sure that this is your posture in your marriage, a posture of subjection. Not a posture of running down your husband. There are women that run down their husbands. There are women that their husbands are afraid of them. And if your husband is afraid of you and does things to please you, instead of you being the one to do things to please him, you are a witch. How many witches are here today? Amen. Follow this Bible. You will have peace. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We have that assurance. And don't think you lose anything. There's even a blessing in following it. I've always repeated this thing. I say this every time. For how many years Abraham stayed with this girl, Sarah, this woman? Years, no child. And Abraham did not marry a second wife. And at that time, you can marry 300 wives. It doesn't matter. But he kept to her. He loved her. The only reason is simple. He was her Lord. He obeyed him so much until he called him my Lord. Nobody commanded her to do that too. She lived that life. Praise the Lord. And because of it, Abraham will not take a competitor for her. Will not want to do anything that will hurt her. I'm telling you, every man, don't worry. You think he doesn't have conscience? He has conscience watching you. It's watching you. Amen. When that man is pleased with you, there are certain things he will not want to do to hurt you. Now I'm facing you because it affects you. We came here. When you live that type of life, even when the man wants to go off and live a useless life, God stands for you. God stands for you. Abimelech tried to touch Sarah. God visited the whole household of that king. She's the wife of my servant. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he promised us in 1 Timothy chapter 2 that if you obey your husband, he went further. Let's read it. Let's read it. So there's something hidden there I want to bring out. 1 Timothy chapter 2 from verse 11 is an instruction. Instruction from the Lord. He said, let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. So you can see that subjection. And here he said, but I suffer not the woman to teach, not to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. You cannot lord over your husband. You can be lord over men in secular world, because the world has turned upside down. In your office, wherever you are, you can be a woman managing director, general manager with staff all under you. But we are talking about the church here. When we come together as a church, a woman cannot be in position of authority over the man. That's why we don't ordain women pastors in this ministry. Now let's read on. I gave the reason in creation. The man is the senior. For Adam was first formed, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in a transgression. Now this is where I am going. If you will just subject yourself to the man and obey this law, he said, notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing. If they continue in faith, in this revelation, and charity and holiness with sobriety. So there's a benefit to it. Praise the Lord. You are entitled to live a life of freedom from every form of bondage. That's the truth. Because on the cross on Calvary, the Lord Jesus Christ guaranteed us that freedom. When he shouted, in verse 30 of John chapter 19, it is finished. And boldly we can say, if the Son shall make you free, shall set you free, if the Son set you free, ye shall be free indeed, indeed. Indeed, there is practical. Our freedom is practical. It's not theory. It's not something to just say, I am free. There must be evidence of freedom. That is being free indeed. There must be evidence of that freedom. Can't be in bondage again. Can't be in bondage again. The thief is Satan's business that keeps us in one bondage or the other. The thief coming up to still kill and destroy. But he came that we might have life and have it what? More abundantly. If you notice in verse 16 of Luke chapter 13, let's read it. Luke chapter 13 and verse 16. Amen. It says something. And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years, ought she not be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? The assurance we have that everyone that is in any form of bondage ought to be loosed. You know, he said, this is the confidence that we have in him. 1 John chapter 5 verse 14 says so. What is the confidence we have? That we, if we ask anything according to his will. That is why I'm giving this exhortation. To let every situation here know why we must be free. You ought to be loosed. You ought to be loosed. The woman at the well was having marriage problem. Jump from one husband to the other, one husband to the other. And there are women today who are even now Christians now. All their life has been like that. But the day they jump Jesus Christ, that nonsense will stop. Her own ended that day. Four different men she has lived with. It was a condition that met with Jesus and it ended. There is anybody here, a curse that says you will not stay in a man's house is following you today. Woman, you are loose. I say, woman, you are loose. Hallelujah. Another woman was koro caught in adultery. They brought her to Jesus. But they didn't know that this Jesus is a merciful God. Hallelujah. He has grace. He came with grace. They were caught. But when the accusers themselves, who are not free from such sin, because they don't catch them for their own, the Lord says, if you are caught, we are not caught, therefore, but God knows who everybody is. Amen. If you are free, you are not guilty of the same offense. You know, they go to commit fornication, adultery, anyway. You be the first. Carry stone now, stone her according to the law. They knew better now. Everybody disappeared. Jesus lifted his hand. He didn't say anybody. He said, woman, where are your accusers? He said, there is none. All of them don't run. He said, likewise. Amen. I will not condemn you too. You are free. And if anybody here, your past life has been a life of infidelity, adulterous lifestyle, it's a demon that pushes you into it. Today, you'll be loose from that spirit. Satan uses it and brings condemnation in you. But there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. For the accuser of the brethren is overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Is overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, the life that we live. So we have something here to see, give God reason to stand by us today and lose us. Praise the Lord. 12 years, that woman had her problem of issue of blood. She ought to be loosed. Like the adulterous woman ought to be loosed. She ought to be loosed. For this reason, Christ was made manifest. Hallelujah. She ought to be loosed. If I can just touch the hem of a garment, God honors faith. God honors faith. Praise the Lord. And the faith that he honors is the faith you are exercising now. Hallelujah. If you notice in verse 18 of Luke chapter 13, can we read it? From verse 18. From verse 18. Immediately, praise the Lord. Then said he unto what is the kingdom of God like, and whereunto shall I resemble it? It is like a grain of mustard seed. Little faith, which a man took and cast it into his garden, and it grew and was a great tree, and the fowls of the air lodged in the branches of it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just this little faith that you have exercised, just this little faith you have exercised from today, by coming here, by the fasting you have taken, by all the denials you've denied yourself, this little faith you have exercised is the faith that will produce the testimonies you have never imagined before. Praise the Lord. If I can just do this. Amen. 12 years infirmity, it dried up when it jammed with Jesus. They say you are possessed. There is a woman that was possessed with 7 spirits. Mary Magdalene, your own are only 1 demon. Her own, 7. Your own are only 1. And it is a demon of lies. Lie. Your own is 1 demon of anger. Anger. That's another very terrible one. If you have, you should check it. It destroys your integrity. It destroys your personality. Anger makes you do things that you lose your integrity. Lose your personality. People watch you say, eh? Then everybody will be avoiding you. And then you don't know why they are avoiding you. You are thinking that you are important. You are this. Everybody runs away. Everybody is careful around you. You never ever have better friends. Never have better friends. Who will tell you, because they are afraid, if they tell you the truth, fight will start. Your neighbors fight. By your right neighbor, fight. By your left neighbor, fight. Everywhere, fight. Your workers, scared, afraid of you. Your children, afraid of you. When you are out, they are rejoicing. Hey, they are tumbling everywhere. Immediately you enter. Fear. It's a demon. Serious demon. And you should check. Gossip. That's another terrible one. Kai. It destroys your image. When you're around, everybody will look for padlock to lock them out. They'll be signaling yourself. Come on, no talk. Talk. Amen. It's a demon. You don't know when you are doing it. Another demon is a demon of jealousy. And the spirit of jealousy is an exhibition of inferiority complex. Amen. People who are jealous, is they are feeling inferior. and feeling inferior. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. As a demon of wickedness, all inside of you is wicked. You know what? You are not happy when somebody around you is happy. It's a demon. When we say that by lose, you don't know what they call God will lose you today. Now they tell you so. Because it disturbs you. When people are happy, you are angry. Nobody connected to you must prosper around you. That's why when you're going out, your housewife and your children, the dressing must be different. That one we wear on a cloth where they never iron, then your children are shiny, they run around. Wickedness. And a person begin with that, oh. That is somebody's child. Because condition has brought them under you like that. And you think they are happy. They are looking at you every day. That poor girl, they curse you. Every day. Better know it. Every day is a crying to God. You have made that child to hate your children. When you are not around, they can poison your children. Even jam wickedness with wickedness. Praise God. Anybody with a wicked spirit, wicked, you will cook food to finish. Serve your children with better meat. Then put one small plate for the housewife. You go chop. Hungry, they wire and chop, you know, belly food. And you order, if you open my pot, then I ain't go market, go buy all the things for you. Now you go buy the meat where you say you don't go job. You are wicked. Today, you'll be loose from that spirit. The truth is, some people don't know the implication. The worst thing Satan can do to you is to make you maltreat a fellow human being. Because it backfires. Everything you give a human being comes back to you. Oh, people don't know that. Everything you give to a human being comes back to you. It's a law of life. It's a law of life. Praise God. I just pray that people who come here will hear something that will help their lifestyle. There are people I see every day, even in this ministry. The life they live, I just be shaking my head. I can see that there is a circle you will never grow beyond. The circle. Before you know what, you are standing alone. Amen. Praise the Lord. God will help us. It's a bad spirit. Mary had seven. No, you know, your own. I don't know whether anybody here is on past seven. No, and people on past seven. Make a name somewhere they see for the church. Pride, gossip, lie. Waiting again. Jealousy, waiting again. Hatred, unforgiveness, waiting again. Malice, prostitute. Add this on top now. Prostitution, they are among now. Adultery, fornication, false witness, lying. That's the one that is common I have seen. For your face, when did he talk before when the chips are down? He said, me? I didn't say it. And then you'll be shocked. You're going to look at it like this. Inside your heart, he will tell you, say, you won't get at me. You can't get at me. I would deny it. I would deny. Where's your witness? So not only you and her now. So when everybody begin run away from you, then you are wondering what is happening. In time of help, you have nowhere to go for help. It will not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. I say it will not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. But even Mary, with those seven spirits, she was delivered. Those spirits were cast out. These spirits have been cast out of every one of us today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That woman, Mary, ought to be loosed. Anybody here, you are suffering from curses. Curses. A sister during the week came to me and was, you know, telling me how a man of God, it's not everyone that is a preacher that is a, you know, man of God. Some time ago, last week or 2 weeks ago, he said, you know, wanted to mess her up, to sleep with her after crusade. Then she reported the man to his wife. And trouble came between him and his wife. The man then called her to tell her, because of this thing you have done, if I am a man of God, can you imagine that? He said, as long as I live, no man will come to you for marriage. That is a witch. That's why the safest place to be is in Christ. Praise the Lord. No weapon of the enemy fashioned against you shall prosper. And unfortunately, she took it for granted. She took it for granted. Very young, pretty girl. A graduate. Pretty girl. Any man that comes, see him the next day, they prepare. Without changing mind, you don't come again. And you continue like that. Instead of her to go to a living church, they will be going to these funny places. They will be speaking grammar. See, they know they take grammar, do deliverance. So. Then they do grammar. Then they do grammar for school of theology and university. For inside church, Apostle Paul said, I did not come with enticing words of wisdom of man, but with a demonstration of the spirit, of the power. The word of, he said, the gospel is not in word only, but in what? Power. And somebody here, you will see that power today. I said, you will see that power today. Praise the Lord. And when I say you will see that power, somebody is waiting for me to say, take it, then you fall down. Don't be that one, though, and they talk about. When I say you will see that power today, I am saying after today, you will see testimonies. Amen. Because some here, the battle will be released. Today, it's today, the battle will be released. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that cause, God will go to the source of that problem, because there are some problems that is not anywhere with you here. You are like this here. There's nothing here. It is under remote control. See, science has remote control. Witches have remote control. They are watching us now from all over the world. They are watching us now. Witches are somewhere with the equipment watching you are going and you are coming in. Then they follow and follow and follow, and with infrared witchcraft technology and destroy. There are wicked people. Their own is an assignment. No member of your family should prosper, or that your marriage should not work. That's all the assignment. When they go to farm, come back, they have hour. Throughout the day, what do they do? Tomorrow, take this arrow. No peace tomorrow. They block. Amen. They block. I think there's a young girl who delivered here that said she was coming to the church for the first time. Well, when the deliverance started, those of you who were here that Tuesday or Tuesday or Friday, one of those days. Tuesday, thank you. What did she say? The Spirit was speaking through her and said, she's killed her sister. Is it not Friday night? One of those days. Recently. He said, I killed her sister. I'm the one that do this. She's very stubborn. I told her not to come here. And I was asking, why do you not want her to come? He said, because I know if I come here, we are finished. Somebody, that problem will finish today. They know, they monitor where you are going. I was standing at the altar here, and God was revealing something to me, and I was wondering why. Some time ago, I said, who is this first young girl? You are coming from Ijesha bus stop. Till they reach here, they are fighting with that spirit on the way. They follow her. I told you not to go. I told you not to go there. I told you not to go there. They were fighting. The girl was talking fight on the road. The Lord was showing me. But immediately she crossed the gate, the spirit stood out there. It didn't enter the compound. And she stood up. I said, she came out. You are the one. Say yes. He said, since yesterday, when she made up her mind she will come here, that spirit has been warning her not to come here. Praise the Lord. And it was giving her more interest to come. For this spirit to say I should not come here, it means there is something there. That's why she decided to come. And she received her deliverance from that spirit. Because you came here today, or you are connected through this broadcast, the matter ends today in the name of Jesus. So as I close, that curse, you ought to be free from that curse. Whether it's ancestral curse, a man curse you, a woman curse you, whatever it is, whatever is the curse, you ought to be loose from that curse. You ought to be loose from that evil covenant. Evil covenant. Like the one the sister was sharing with me. You know. God will help us. Especially these marine spirits. Especially. I pray that sister will be here for this program too. Once the covenant is that her husband must not, you have to choose between your marriage, your family, and wealth. That's the covenant of that spirit. The woman herself said, any time at all, she used to see, you know, when they are lying down, she will observe. In the revelation, God will open her eyes, she will see a woman lying between her and her husband. And she's not the only one. It's a common thing, especially people from the riverine areas. This demon husband or demon wife. I know of a sister, the Lord was showing me some time ago. And she too, she came out. That one is physical. When the spirit enters the room, he will carry the man from the bed, lying down with his wife, and put him on the floor, physical. Then he will go and lie down with the girl. The man will wake up and see himself on the floor. Man. Then there is this other one also. I'm telling you something I have seen. God has caused me to see cases we have handled. We had one vigil, that it was a vigil here, and the Lord began to talk to me. A woman here married the first husband, the demon killer. The very month they marry you, marry second husband, the demon killer. The third one, the demon killer. Praise the Lord. And so the woman, very pretty girl, very pretty girl, very pretty girl. So she's now scared of marriage. Scared of marriage. And the Lord picked it up that night. Somebody here, every problem that has a beginning has an end. I'm saying it confidently. I am not coming here by venture. I am coming here because I know that people will testify after this program. Hallelujah. There was no long prayer for her, because once your case is mentioned, it is over. I don't think I prayed for her beyond that night. And not just that, it was even a minister in this church that married her. Hallelujah. I think their first issue were twins or so. They have children. Some of you know the brother I'm talking about. And they are still together as husband and wife till today, years after. Such a sister ought to be loosed, and God loosed her. Some of you suffer from late marriage. You ought to be loosed from late marriage. If you reach age for marriage, you must marry. And not just marry for marriage's sake. There is marriage for marriage's sake. So that they go say, you too, you get husband. Praise God. So that they will say, you too, you get husband. So anyone. You are the type that now you, they pay the dowry for the man. Say, give him the money to come pay your dowry. Out of desperation. All my mates don't marry. See, God will stop that nonsense. Praise the Lord. You ought to be loose. Rebecca, after marrying Isaac, covenant child, stay for years. No issue. But the Bible says Isaac entreated the Lord. He called upon the Lord, and the Lord opened her womb, because Rebecca, amen, is also under the covenant now. She ought to be loose from delay in conception. I don't like to call the word barrenness. No child of God is barren. The Bible says it, and I believe it. Among male or children, male or female, Deuteronomy chapter 7, can we read it? I think verse 14 or so. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 14. Thou shalt be blessed above all people under that covenant. There shall not be male or female barren among you, or among even your animals. Male or female. That is why I don't like to use the word if you are barren. No barrenness. There's no barrenness. It is delay. Delay in conception. And that delay, whatever causes the delay, will end today. Because you ought to be loose. Sarah ought to be loose. Hannah ought to be loose from delay in conception. Elizabeth ought to be loose from delay in conception. We don't accept it. We don't accept it. We'll pray with you. And please listen, I keep saying this, that science has gone too far for anybody to remain without a child for too long. There are so many options now for childbearing. So many medical options. So don't just sit down and not do anything. You can save towards it. That money you use to buy a new car, you're looking for fruit of the womb. That money you use to buy the new car where you buy, that money, if there are hospitals you can go, there are procedures they will do, you take it with that amount you use to buy that car. Your priority, set it well. So don't say there is no money. No money. No money. No money. And they fly, your husband, they fly, go abroad. Money for ticket to go abroad, come back, can give you a child by medical procedure. But if there is a spirit that is on assignment against you, unless that spirit is chased away, no matter how much you spend, it will not work. That's why the wise ones, wise daughters of God, before they go for some procedure, they will go through the prayer. When you pass through the prayer, you have used the prayer and blocked that spirit. It can't follow you there. That's why I love what Sister Angela did. Despite all the technology in Germany, and she's even one of the medics. She works in the medical field there. I think they have a pharmaceutical company. She tried it several times in Germany there. It didn't work. What they call it? IVF. They tried it several times. It didn't work. She flew and came. That she will do it. They do it in Nigeria too. And it's even cheaper in Nigeria. And she came here. She stayed here, prayed for a number of days. There was a program she came to pass through. And we are praying for her here regularly. Then she went. Praise the Lord. When you pray, leave the rest to God. Amen. And you pray. She did it. Amen. It didn't enter. The doctors were surprised. Why it didn't enter? They said, come. We'll do it a second time free. You will not pay. She came with separate. She went. We never give up. Church, don't give up. Don't give up. I see some people I have prayed for. I don't see them again. If I don't see you again, it means the matter is solved. Then after some 2 years, they come by and say, you know the one saying... He said, Pastor, the thing is still there. I said, but you didn't come. And I didn't want to disturb you. Is that spirit? Now that's a spirit. Then they worry, you disturb Pastor. When did the Pastor walk? If you come to me for prayer, are you disturbing me? Disturbing me so that I will do what else? How can a minister say, I beg, I don't tire to pray for you? That means his ministry is over. His ministry is over. Medical doctors, they call him doctor on call 24 hours. That is who we are. When a minister picks up your case, that is the problem many of us have. Instead of you to stay, let that minister follow it. Tell him development. You leave him, go to another one. You leave, you go to another one because in fact, if you not do, you leave that church, go to another church. Each time you go, you are starting all over. Each time you go here, you are starting all over. You keep starting all over. You keep starting all over. It's not about that minister. If you identify to be a servant of God, then pray for the God of his calling through him to meet with you. Praise the Lord. I'm emphasizing. Never you give up. Never you give up. And Sister Angela succeeded. Last year I was in Germany. I dedicated the baby in Germany. Praise the Lord. So what I'm telling you is that too many options. And don't use poverty and go and take poison that you are taking herbs. There are some herbs that complicate your case. There are some herbs when you take it, your body goes and say, error. And they die. Eh? You take medicine, finish. Your body begins to swell. No be sign be that. You take medicine, finish. Your eye, they come out. You take medicine, finish, you know, feel sleep. You don't know, say you are reacting. It may work for somebody, it may not work for you. So the father, somebody said, now so he be, now so he may be. At the time, you say, now so he be. You should know, not only herbs, even the hospital, doctors know that if they prescribe any drug for you, you take it and you are reacting, you tell them immediately they withdraw it and give you another one. Don't sit there with the fibroid. You are looking for fruit of the womb. The demon that is disturbing conception is a fibroid. That demon can be dealt with physically in the hospital. God can remove it. But go to the hospital. The only thing is pass through prayer first. meet the ministers. Let us pray with you before you go. And to the glory of God, God has not disappointed us. Nobody we prayed for 20 years in this ministry that went for surgery and did not come back alive. None. Because we serve a God that answers prayer. When you honor Him, He watches over you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He gave us power to bind and to loose. That is the power we are here to exercise. He went and picked the woman's hand. 18 years infirmity. Woman, thou art loosed. We will lay hand on you. That's why we are here. Whatever it is, God will do this deliverance by Himself. Praise the Lord.